Hey y'all, welcome back to a new episode of the New Adult Playbook. I'm Micaiah and I'm here with our other host, Alyssa.
Hello.
And today we are talking about money.
Money, 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 money. Money. Hey.
Listen, it makes the world go round as we learned from Alyssa in episode, I think, 5. It's fake.
It is. I stand by that to this day.
But regardless, this week we all got well, in America here we got our stimulus like plan, the American Rescue Plan Act of 2020. We got all
2020?
$1,400. 2021. Look, I'm still in 2020. It's a continuation.
Yeah, it really is.
We will give 2021 a try next year when it's 2022.
Right.
This is all 2020. But yeah, so we all got our stimmies. We got our stimulus money. Alyssa, how you feeling about that?
Truly amazing. Like you know how it feels to be broke. Even though I just got paid, I felt like I was broke. So I saw that stimmy in my bank account. I said, "Oh my God, am I rich? Am I in the top 1%? Jeff Bezos, watch out."
Am I wealthy? Is that what they call
Is that what they call it? Let me go have some champagne, pop some bottles. I'm rich, y'all.
$8 barefoot champagne.
I only drink barefoot. If it's over $5, I'm not buying it. But just so you know, I'm still rich, okay? But yeah, I already had a plan for my stimmy before it even dropped. Like, I was so scared that I wasn't gonna get it because I didn't get the last two or two. Yeah.
Yeah, there was the, what was it, the 1200 and then the 600 one?
I didn't get the last two until I filed my taxes. So I was like afraid that I wouldn't get this one either. But then I did. I was like, thank God, because I have debts to repay. So really, I'm not rich. I'm in debt.
Yeah, but it's the illusion. When you see it there, you're just like, oh, baby.
Baby, baby. I could buy the whole world.
Right. No, I too like was just like I was sending Alyssa like messages every single time there was an update. 'Cause I'm like, I know she at work and low key probably still getting the same updates as me, but I'm gonna send it to her anyway.
Yeah, we get CNN updates on our little iPad at work. So I'm like, ooh, what are they doing now?
And then here I come. Alyssa,
I appreciate it. Like
this
Spark Notes.
is what they doing. Right. But I felt good because, like last year, like I too, same boat, didn't get my the other two stimulus checks just because like if as most people know in America, but if you don't, they were like people who filed or were considered dependents, meaning like you were someone was claiming you basically, and their taxes and their write-offs or whatever. I don't understand how that works, but basically you weren't considered an individual, although you pay the same amount of taxes as the independents. But anyway, so besides the point.
Right.
So yeah, so we finally, got the stimulus package, and what I was like, wow, I'm really considered a human being in this country for
Right.
once. But with that being said, like I had a plan for my stimulus package or plan, but it was to spend all of it. I was like, should I buy a new computer? Should I do this? Should I do that? All of the stuff I realized I didn't need, but I wanted. And I was
Right.
like, should I
Right.
do it? But I ended up, just saving it and putting it away because I'm like, there, I'm gonna, as soon as I spend it, I'm gonna need it. And then I'm gonna be looking stupid.
Yeah, I thought about buying an iPad. And I
Do it.
really don't need one.
Do it.
I might just anyway, like I'd
I
probably get an
told
iPad
you
mini.
as soon as I bought mine, it became my favorite Apple device.
Yeah. I don't know, I might do it maybe. But anyways, I thought about buying so many things and I was like, girl, you are in debt.
Be
Don't need to be
responsible
buying nothing
or
else.
reckless, let me know.
Right. And I have been reckless for far too long. So I was like, let me go ahead and have a little bit of self-discipline and, you know, self-control and just pay what I need to pay on this thing. But yeah, it sucks, but I guess that's a part of adulthood, right?
Yeah, no, we are in the same boat together. I mean, so before we even like hit like STEMI, like what would you spend your money on?
The stimulus money?
No,
or just, oh, money just in general. I usually just spend my money. Okay, so every Thursday for me now officially is boba Thursday. So I went and got boba.
Can we do tea party Thursday, tea Thursday, boba Thursday?
But it's boba. It's not just tea. It's bubble tea. So why would I just say tea? It's fancy tea. Well, it doesn't matter. I don't need alliteration. It's still not alliteration. Tea Thursday? That doesn't even work. What the heck?
I just felt like Thursdays is for tea days.
No,
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
I'm not trying to make it some quirky thing. I just get boba on Thursdays. That's it.
As soon as you put an official, you said officially every Thursday, you got to have a quirky name.
No, I don't.
I'm going to catch you on next episode with a name for this.
Bubble Thursdays. No, I don't. I'm all out of juice with the catchy names. After Black Packing, I cannot top that. So
that was amazing. Yeah. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, give it a go.
Yeah. Was it last week's? Or 2 weeks ago? It was 2 weeks ago, right?
Oh, give that a go too.
Whichever. Listen to all of them. Anyways, back to my bubble tea, okay? Since you rudely cut me off. What was I even saying? Oh, what did I spend my money on? So officially, I get bubble tea every Thursday, just because there's no real reason, but Thursdays are usually like a little bit sucky at work. Like, not sucky, but they're just really hard. So I just treat myself right before Friday. I'm like, you can do this. You got one more day and you're to the weekend. You got it. So I get bubble tea often. And then I have a friend, every time we hang out, we're like, you want to get bubble tea? And we're like, yeah. So, and I hang out with her like pretty often now. So it's like Saturdays too. But and then on top of that, just like regular food stuff. You know, I have a McDonald's addiction. I know a lot of people listening probably like, you're disgusting. I'm aware. I'm nasty.
don't do that to yourself.
It's nasty.
Someone was just like, do you know how the chicken nuggets are made? I'm like, if I'm going to McDonald's, I'm not concerned.
Yeah, not at all. I don't care.
I don't care. Like, you can explain to me and I'm still gonna go get it. Like, I'm sorry. Like, we've all watched the same documentaries.
Right. I have an addiction.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm really trying to kick it. But honestly, like, every time I eat it, I just feel so satisfied. And, like, it hurts a little bit. I get a little gassy. Like, that's a little TMI, but, you know, whatever. It happens to the best of us. But I'm still eating it, and it sucks. So, fast food and just food in general. And then also books. I buy a lot of books, if we haven't already talked about that. That's, like, one of my hobbies, book buying. And for a while there, I bought a lot of shoes, like in September or something. Do you remember that? I'm sure you remember that. Yeah.
No, I do. You're just like, should I get these? And like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you would justify after I told you, yeah. You'd be like, well, they were in my size and they were the only. I was like, I said, yeah.
Yeah. No, I, shoes to me, there is like a price point that is too high, but it's like very, very high for me, like that I won't spend on shoes. I love shoes, but yeah, that's probably my biggest like non-essential purchases. You know, I still have to like buy gas and ugly stuff like that, but yeah. What about you? What you be buying, bro? Not that I don't already know.
I mean, well, please enlighten me because I don't know. I feel like I mean, I spend an ungodly amount on like dessert, not even just food. I'll just straight up eat dessert all day. I that's my vice. I spend a lot of money on that. I honestly don't know, but I'm always broke. Like, I don't know where it goes.
Same.
To touch an ice like rink with my tongue, like, and that, I just say it's always something stupid, and I'm just like, oh, well, I can do that, and I always justify it, but I'm like, I gotta treat myself. I treat myself too much, because then I'd be like, wait, I need some money. Then I'm
Same.
trying to like strategize how to hold on to $20 for 2 weeks.
Same.
But I will say, a lot of my money, or a lot of it used to, I used to spend a lot on like gas for my car, because she's a large tank, Ruby, that's her name. Ruby takes premium gas, and I'd be cracking up when you know people who just take like unleaded, they'd be like, oh my God, the gas prices are astronomical. And I was like, I easily pay $1.50 more than you every single time I get gas. So when your gas is astronomical, I don't even look. At this point, I just go and I just like pump the gas. I'm just like, if I look, I'm gonna be sick at whatever this is. I remember one summer, like I think like right now, my car, like, because gas prices, like, they're rising, but they're not too bad. It'd take like 55. That's a good day. There was one point, like, literally, like, it was like $90, and I was like,
Oh, that hurts so bad. That
I'm
hurts.
always like, I don't let my car get below like halfway and all this other stuff, because I'm scared that I'm just gonna get stranded in like the middle of nowhere, which I don't know how I would do that, because I'm never in the middle of nowhere. But on that off chance that we are, I need to be able to drive, and I can't be out here like not having gas, because I'm, you know, a lady, and you just can't trust these people out here in the streets. So, but I think like a lot of like my money, especially when we were undergrad, like we just went to gas. And I mean, I don't have an apartment anymore, but when I did, like, rent and bills,
Oh my
holy
God, don't even get me started. Don't even get me started. When I tell you I hate paying rent, like, it's visceral. Like, I hate paying rent. It's like the worst invention in the entire freaking world besides capitalism, because without capitalism we wouldn't even have to rent. But anyways, freaking what's the point? Why? What? I like literally can't even get words out because it's so annoying. Anyways, we can talk about rent when you're done talking about your money spending stuff.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, I feel like just because like how I don't have rent now, I've been able to like save a lot. But I mean, we can talk about rent. My last point was, Jeff Bezos gets a lot of my dollars, and I'm ashamed to say so, but I will say it.
Yeah, same. I mean, I've definitely cut way back on buying from Amazon.
Same.
Like, I haven't bought the last before. Okay, I bought something from Amazon this week, but before that, it had been like a couple months. So I was like, kind of, you know, happy about that. But yeah, I'm like trying to not buy from big corporations, but it's really hard.
Yeah, I feel like the only thing that I get now from Amazon are like, I have a Kindle, so I buy a lot of books from Amazon. But I think that's like the biggest thing, because I'm like, okay, low key, not even low key, it is actually just cheaper to do that. And like very specific items that I just know I'm not gonna find, or if I do find, it's gonna be way more expensive here than it is here. Then that's when I go to Amazon. But I used to be bad with it. I would order tissue paper from Amazon because I didn't even want to go to the grocery store. Like, that's the type of lazy we used to be on. I would order all my like toiletries and I could literally go to the store. But no, I've cut back too. What's crazy about Amazon, which is like one of my favorite things, like, because I just think it's so funny. Like, they really just out here selling clothes.
I know. That's crazy. I know.
I
I like almost bought a tennis skirt off of Amazon. Because I couldn't find it anywhere else. But then I was like, I could probably find this on like Depop or something. So I'll just, you know, do it somewhere else. But I was like, so close, like this close to buying it on Amazon.
Right. Literally, I remember like someone was like, I got these comfortable like high heels from Amazon, and I was like, girl, you lying, these shoes not comfortable. So I ordered a pair. This is like a year ago. My favorite heels, the really? Most comfortable thing. My feet, these are the ones that I would wear like around the Capitol. My feet did not hurt. Like, I could like skip, hop, walk home, walk all over the place, give 3 tours around the Capitol, like and go to from the house to the Senate side. Like, we would cover miles. And they got, like, damaged really badly because I use them all over all the time. And you're just walking on, like, pure marble all day. So, like, the sole, like, withered away.
That's so I can't, so, like, I've been walking on pure marble all day. Again, get on my level. Do you walk on pure marble all day?
Are you an intern in the Capitol? The lowest of the lowest job. No, I'm just playing. But I mean, but they were like the best shoes, and I was like, Amazon with the shoes,
right? It's crazy.
And they were $15. I was like, wait,
look, I mean, yeah, it's just insane how Amazon, like, it's just so good. I'm like, how do I stop? It's so good. And then sometimes you just like can't find things, like you said, like you can't find things anywhere else. You look it up on Amazon. Or even eBay. Sometimes I use eBay. And I'm like, oh, I never would have found this in the store. Like, ever.
Yeah.
Because I got, like, new Bluetooth headphones the other day. And they're not AirPods. They're not anything that's, like, crazy popular enough to have, like, cases sold everywhere by, like, small businesses or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, let me get on Amazon. Because I know they're going to have it. And
right.
They did. And they had it in pink. So.
No.
Love that for myself.
She gonna be out here hearing.
Be out here listening.
Listening.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to our podcast on it. That's what I do sometimes. I have things to do. I'm like, I just put on my own podcast. What a flex.
Right. Oh, another thing. I'm just thinking about it. Since you said podcast, I don't know how it was really like those weird train of thoughts. Mm-hmm. Subscriptions. I pay a lot of in subscriptions a month and I hate it. But I have to. Especially The only one that really matters to me is my Spotify one. But this is my last year as a student for Spotify discount, RIP. And so yeah, I have Spotify. I don't purchase from Amazon Prime. However, the Amazon Prime is in my account or in my name, and everyone else just like uses it, whatever. So that HBO Max, Netflix, shout out to Hulu, you know, partnering with Spotify because I wouldn't have Hulu.
Right.
I started paying for Peacock because they wanted to move Parks and Rec on there without somebody's permission. And I was like, I cannot watch this with ads. Like, it's about to rip my soul out. Yeah. So I started doing that. And, I mean, then just all of my normal ones. If you need Grammarly Pro, hit a girl up.
Why? Why do you have Grammarly Pro?
Well, listen, I mean, honestly, like, I get my money's worth because I use it for, like, school stuff. And for those who don't know, like, I'm in journalism school. So I'm, like, pushing out stuff, like, every week, like, a crap ton of stuff. And I mostly use it for, like, the plagiarism function, which I'm not plagiarizing. But you just can never be too sure. And I never want to, you know, like, you think you came up with a sentence by yourself sometimes. And then you're just like, wait, I literally read the sentence verbatim. But you're just so, like, scatterbrained. So, like, I use it for, like, that to make sure, like, I catch myself. And they have a really good, like, tool for that. And also, they'd be like, you use, like, produce too much. I'm like, okay, change that to create, you know, like
right.
So I pay for that, and then I pay for like Canva Pro and just all the, like, I just have so many freaking subscriptions. Mm-hmm. And it probably totals out to be like $200 a month.
Oh my god.
I know. And like, I too was like, I'm gonna cut down on the subscriptions because I was like, I don't watch Netflix every day. Like, I do watch a lot of HBO Max every day. I'm rewatching Game of Thrones. Woot woot.
Woot woot.
It's a great show. if anyone wants to talk about it at any point, at any season, any episode, let a girl know. But so I use HBO Max. I wouldn't do that. I would probably stop paying for Peacock and all this other stuff. But when people find out, like my family members, they find out I had it, they're just like, oh, add me on, but get like the multiple screens so like we all can watch all at the same time and blah, 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 blah. So I'm like paying like the max amount for all these things. And I'm just like, why? And I'm like, why am I paying for you to use this? But anyways, yeah I think that's honestly where all my money goes.
Yeah, streaming is expensive. I am lucky enough. Well, I pay for my Spotify. And only other reoccurring thing I have is like Apple iCloud storage. Because
it will take your last $2.
Right. I have the 1 terabyte one, so it's like $2.99 or something. I'm like, no.
You should be so broke, and you like, at least I got these $5. Look at your account, or you don't even look in your account and see it. They send you that email, about your receipt, and you'd be like, dude.
Yeah, your Apple receipt. I'm like, no. Not again. Just for storage. Like, just for storage. Are you kidding me? Yeah, so that's the only thing. All my other streaming, I just mooch off of my dad. Like, I am the moocher. He pays for so many. Like, he has Disney Plus, HBO Max. He honestly probably has Peacock. I haven't asked him about it. Netflix. I do the Hulu because I have Spotify. And then they have DirecTV, so I just be logging in on the cable.
Oh, and, like, same. I'd be logging in on the cable too.
Yeah, I'm like.
We watch so much Divergent on my parents' cable.
Xfinity.
Right.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of Mockingjay Part 2 on my parents' cable. Yeah, that's actually a good movie, though. So, you know.
Okay. You've just been real disrespectful this evening.
I don't know not one person that would say Divergent is a good movie. Like, look, definitively, Divergent is a good movie.
Divergent is a good movie until they start, like putting those trackers in them or the serum, whatever. I haven't seen that movie 3,000 times and read the book twice, and I don't know what they've been putting together.
Talking about.
Right, because then when you get to that part of the movie, and you're just like, okay, like, it's about to be over. You still got another 45 minutes.
And it still like, goes.
It still like, goes. If they cut the movie off right there and did like a part two, I would have been like, this is it.
You've done like part two miniseries.
Right. I would have been like, this is a banger. But since that movie was unnecessarily long and was just rambling on for so long, I'm like, we can cut this out.
Like, the book is not short, but it's not like super long, you know. It's like a nice medium length, and I feel like they wanted to put every single thing into the movie that was in the book. Yeah. And that's just unnecessary.
So unnecessary.
Like, there's like some things I understand, you know, like when she went zip lining and whatever, but that zip lining scene is like 5 minutes long. Why
Mm-hmm. For and what? She almost died.
They're like, pull the lever, Gronk. Wrong lever.
Amazing movie.
So good. Divergent can learn a couple things from that movie.
Literally.
anyways.
Right.
I did want to go back to our rent conversation. Because, like, I feel like that was something that in college, like, I didn't pay my rent in college. I was fortunate enough to have parents that were willing to pay my rent, which was nice, because I definitely did not make enough money at any job that I had to pay rent. I was broke for 4 years straight. But
you really learned how to get crafty.
Mm-hmm. I remember there was one time I had, I think, $7 for, like, a full month. And I was just like, well, I'm going to be eating rice and corn for the rest of the month.
literally could not switch it. I will say, like, when you get to those moments, like, stuff just be popping up. Like, your friends, like, I remember one time I was so broke. I had maybe, like, $17. It was something. I was like, well, and I was like, I know this subscription about to come out. I know I got to pay for this. I was like, dang, I'm just out here broke. My friend was like, oh, I got some pancake mix. I'm going on a diet. Ate pancakes for the whole 3 weeks.
Okay, tell me about it.
I was like, coming through.
Some of my meals in college, rice and corn all the time, rice and cabbage, rice and anything, so filling, very cheap, okay? I ate a lot of pancakes one summer. All I ate was pancakes. I eat hella cereal, but you buy those giant bags of the off-brand cereal, it's like $5, it lasts you like 3 weeks.
Literally.
Even if you eat cereal every day like me, it still lasts me like 3 weeks. What else did I eat? I ate a hella spaghetti. Hella spaghetti.
Spaghetti is
that was more expensive than like rice.
Right. But you know that you was about to eat that spaghetti for about a week.
Right.
Like, you knew this was for sure. Like, that spaghetti was going to be there.
Mm-hmm. You buy a big old pack of ground beef or ground turkey, whatever you're trying to eat. You cook that with the spaghetti sauce. You make some noodles. You got spaghetti with noodles. You got mac and cheese. Make some Kraft mac and cheese. Mix that up. Girl, that's a meal.
Look, one of my other struggle meals was grilled cheese and tomato soup. Listen,
grilled cheese was, I love grilled cheese, but that was one of my struggle meals too. I would buy that processed American cheese, but the off brand, not the Kraft. It'd be like $2 for like 60 slices.
Here, my first shout out for the episode. Shout out to Great Value.
Okay. Shout out to Great Value because all my stuff is Great Value. I remember one time I needed bread. And I was looking, I usually buy Nature's Own or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dang, Nature's Own, like $2.50. I look over Great Value, $1. I said, okay, I'm broke. You buy this Great Value bread.
Right. Oh, this is my final shout out. Shout out to a Kroger Plus card. Look, I don't know how those discounts work.
Me neither.
But as soon as I hit that card and you hear that beep, look. Yeah. Savings galore.
Taking out all that. I'm like, ooh. And then they be doing that, like, buy five, save $1 on each thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, I don't really need any of this stuff. That's how they get you, though. Because I'd be buying stuff. I'm like, I don't really need this. But if I buy five, I'm going to save $1 on each. So I just be buying stuff. Oh, but yeah. Yeah, I went to Kroger maybe one time, not Kroger, Publix maybe one time in my whole college career because it'd be too expensive.
If I go to Publix, I'm not going to shop. Like, I'm just going to get like a sub.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah. I usually,
or a cake.
Yes. Yeah. I did go to Publix for cake once. Yeah. And their ice cream is good. They're like Publix brand ice cream. They have good ice cream, but I'm not supposed to be eating ice cream. So don't tell nobody I said that. anyways, yeah, hella struggle meals in college, and honestly, even now I'd be resorting back to those struggle meals. Like, sometimes I would make Kraft mac and cheese and put corn in it and be like, look, that's all the food groups.
My favorite thing is, as soon as like you would see like some money deposit or your check hit, like your taste buds got expensive.
I'd be like, ooh, I can afford a corn dog from Cookout. A $1 corn dog. I can afford a 50 cent chicken nugget. That's my version of expensive. No, my Cookout order is the same every time.
But I think this kind of like goes with like the whole aspect of like, although like I was working and, you know, I mean, I did not make enough to pay bills or do anything like that. Like, I literally made the bare minimum to survive. Mm-hmm. Like, I did not have extra funds to spend or anything. But also with speaking within that like context, I also did not manage my money well at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had no discipline. I was always like, well, treat yourself. You got $20 for the 2 weeks. Like, but if you want to go to Chick-fil-A and get a large milkshake, like,
right. Yeah. There was like a time, I think it was junior year. I was a desk assistant at UGA, And I made about $180 every 2 weeks.
Oh.
Every 2 weeks. I was making nothing. Like, it was actually, like, quite bad how little money I was making. And I didn't realize, like, how little it was because I, like, didn't have much to spend it on.
Yeah.
But then, like, it was just, I don't know. I was like, dang. I wasn't doing anything. I was just sitting there watching people walk in and out of the building. But still, I don't know. There's, like, those college-age jobs, those jobs for college students. Like, I knew a lot of people who did pay their own rent and did pay their own bills and stuff. And I was like, how do you get away with, like, you know, paying us so little? $108 for 2 weeks? Like,
yeah.
I was taking time out of my day to be there. Even, like I said, I wasn't doing anything. I was watching videos and whatever. But still, like, I could have been doing it, literally anything else. Like, I had to sit there. Yeah. So, I don't know. That was another thing that really bothered me about the stimulus checks. The first one, especially the first one. Because I know so many people who lost their jobs and had to pay their rent. And they were like, because, you know, they work for the school or they work at somewhere that closed down or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they were like, how am I supposed to pay my rent? Like, even though I'm a college student and like an adult dependent or whatever, I still have things that I need to pay for. I still, you know, like, I'm not just because I'm an adult dependent doesn't mean my parents are paying for everything.
Right.
So, yeah, it was just really a sucky time for us, you know, college people. Yeah. But anyway, speaking of rent, time to rant. rent is just trash. It is literally just throwing money in the garbage. And honestly, like, I understand why people rent, of course, because I'm doing it. Like, I can't afford to have a house right now. That's why I'm renting. That's why I have a roommate. You know, if I could afford a house, maybe I would buy one. Maybe I probably wouldn't. I'm only 22. I don't need a house. My mom always tells me, she's like, you should just get a house. And I'm like, Mom, do I look like I could afford a house right now? I'm a preschool teacher. Like, what kind of house would I be buying with my salary? It's not even a salary. I'm a preschool teacher.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Anyways, but legit, like, every month, it feels so oppressive to be renting. I'm like, they're really stealing from me. Because they're not, like, I'm putting money into this complex in this, like, leasing office, landlord, whatever. And they're not giving me anything in return.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely nothing. Like, you have amenities, but, like, what does that do for me, really?
Yeah.
Because if I don't, it's winter time. Still, technically, I'm not going to the pool because of COVID. The pool's not even open. But also COVID. Why would I do that? And then I'm like, what other amenities do you have? A printer? Printer access? Like, what the frick? They have, like, a tennis court and whatever. But I'm like, what do I look like playing tennis? Like, I'm just
like, y'all, Alyssa is a racquetball star.
I'm like the best at racquetball. I sometimes run away from the ball. You know how it goes. But I'm just like, that's like my mom's, you know, big thing where she's like, you're just kind of throwing away your money because you're not renting to own. You're just renting. You're going to leave, you know?
Yeah.
And I understand, like, obviously not everyone owning a house is a privilege. It's like a really big responsibility and stuff, but I'm just saying, why do I have to pay for a roof over my head? Is not shelter one of the basic human rights? Like, for real, it's like food, water, shelter.
Yeah.
So I got food and water, even though I have to pay for food and water. Why do I have to pay for water?
Listen,
do you want me to die? Speak. Like, what the frick? Why do I have to pay for water? And given, you know, granted, water is not that expensive, but still, it's water. I'm just so confused. I'm just so confused. And, you know, a lot of people will be like, oh, well, you know, landlords, this is their job. no. Being like literally being an oppressor is not a job. It's not a job. Like, oh my gosh. I remember when the pandemic first started and landlords were like coming out the woodworks, like,
right.
This is my only income. You need to pay our rent. Like, bro, if that's your own fault. That is your own fault. Why is your only income? Like, the thing is, if we would still have all these buildings to live in if landlords didn't exist. Like, they don't really do anything. They just kind of buy stuff, and then you pay them for the stuff that they bought. And, like,
right.
Anyways, if you're a landlord, don't. Remember when we found out that Tyler Oakley was a landlord? I was like, Tyler Oakley? Could you imagine renting from Tyler Oakley?
I could not imagine, like, me watching him. Like, I did watch Tyler Oakley as an adolescent. We're going to push that aside. But I just cannot imagine me watching Tyler Oakley. And then I wake up one day and then I'm renting from Tyler Oakley. Like, texting him, like, hey, the washing machine broke, my dude.
Right. Hey, can you call the exterminator?
Right. And here's another thing that I wanted to mention, because you said, like, in there, like, you're, like, how are you going to rent a house? Like, you're a preschool teacher. One thing that, like, I found very hard to do, like, in college and whatever, is, like, when you don't have a salary, like, how do you budget? Like, I took the, Dave Ramsey, like, his financial class, and had to pay for that. No, I'm just playing. It was a very, like, interesting class, and I was like, all this stuff is applicable, but I don't have a salary. Like, they were like, plan out your month and what you're gonna save and what you're gonna do, and I was like, I don't even know if I'm on the schedule for next week. Right. And I worked at, like, the UGA bookstore. And sometimes I would work at, like, retail, like, I worked Pandora, but that was also, like, I would drive from Athens to North Georgia, and as I mentioned before, it's astronomical in gas, so what I was driving, I was literally wasting my paycheck, because I had to, like, funnel it back into gas.
Right.
And, like, of course, it gave you, like, a few extra dollars for, like, pocket change, but it was still, like, a waste of time, but whatever, moving on. But I was just like in the classes, like, they were teaching you how to budget, and they were teaching you, like, how to save money and do all this other stuff. And I didn't start taking that stuff, like, seriously until I would say, like, second semester, junior year. And don't get me wrong, like, I was broke up until last week.
Right.
Like, I'm just, I feel like during college, like, you just find ways to, like, maneuver and, like, work your way to situations. And, you know, you just get crafty and you figure things out and all this other stuff. And then some people fall down, like, the credit card spiral and all that stuff. And, I mean, I was that. Shout out to my taxes. Not that anymore. But, like, sometimes you just, like, get in these, like, traps, and, like, at the class, they taught us how to do a whole bunch of stuff, and again, like, I took those tools, and I'm like, I'm gonna start saving, I'm gonna start investing, I'm gonna start doing all this other stuff, but it's hard to do when I don't have a predictable income. Like, I can't tell you what I'm getting every month, because, like, again, I worked at the UGA bookstore, but I was in the events department, like, and one day they, like, and I worked almost 40 hours a week, like, in undergrad full time, taking full time classes, working full time. It was a nightmare. But, like, let's say a game got canceled due to weather. Well, I don't have any hours anymore.
Yeah.
Because they had to cancel it. Then there go my income shifts automatically. I would take off days that I knew, like, I would be able to, like, make up in the future. So, like, let's say we had, like, a football game that week. Like, we were there all day. Like, that was, like, a 12-hour day. So, like, I would take off, like, this Monday because I knew I would make it up this week or something like that. So, like, that's the only time, but I still expected the same amount. But but again, that fluctuated, like, every 2 weeks. And then also, like, as a student worker, you got paid next to nothing.
Right.
So I, like, made the bare minimum. So I was like, how do these things, and I know, like, a lot of young adults and like we're all in like that same category, especially during the pandemic, because like shout out to those who like have actually like, you know, secured a job, got a full-time job, like more power to you, like genuinely excited for you, and that you can have a salary and you can start like implementing some of these goals and things that you want to do. But like there's a way larger group that's like, you know, a job that I can get, I'm trying to save what I can get, but I still have bills, I have this to pay off, I have that to pay off, and it's just like so hard, you know, because you're also, if you're like me, you're thinking about all of that, and you're also like, but I gotta treat myself.
right Yeah, I think honestly, like, that is really hard. Like, I remember the first time I just started a savings account this year. Never had a savings account before this year. And I remember my, like, in high school, I feel like all of my friends, at least the ones with jobs, but basically all of them, even without jobs, had savings accounts. And I was like, what? Like, why? And I understood why once we got to college, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I should have saved my money that I was making. But I don't know, like, no one ever told me about it. Yeah. So I just never did it. Like, it's hard. It's hard to be fiscally responsible if your parents are learning alongside with you.
Right.
Because my parents they don't really like know a lot of stuff about this, you know, fiscal responsibility. Like, they're learning as they go too. So it's hard for me to learn from them because they don't know that much. They can give me advice, of course, but, you know, whatever. And then it's also hard. Like, saving is a privilege in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I did have a job in high school, and I could have saved that money. I just didn't. But some people who have jobs in high school have to have jobs, you know? Like, yeah. I could have quit my job, honestly, and I would have been fine. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't have any bills to pay. I didn't have to help my family, you know, buy stuff. I didn't, you know, it was all my money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the only thing I paid for was like gas, oil changes, if I need a new tire, you know, like I paid for my own car. But besides that, everything else, all the rest of the money was mine. So I could have quit anytime, and that was a privilege that I had. But saving in and of itself is already a privilege because you have extra money laying around, you know, like mm-hmm. you have paid your bills, you've paid your mortgage, your rent, whatever, you've paid whatever, and then you still have money to save. That's a huge, huge privilege. And just the ability to be able to budget too, huge privilege, you know, just like you're saying, like, if, like, when I worked at Target for a month, it was a seasonal job, so nobody come for me, okay? I was only supposed to be working for a month, so don't come for me. But there was weeks where, like, when I first started, they were scheduling me like so much, and then when it like kept going, getting closer to Christmas, they scheduled me like almost never. And I was like, dang, how am I going to pay my rent? Like, what am I supposed to do? You know, like they're scheduling me like 6-hour shifts and only one or two a week. Like, that's not enough money to pay my rent, to buy groceries, to pay my bills.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. It's like money is such a like fraught topic to me because it's everything is just so unfair about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that some people don't get to do this or that because, you know, of whatever. So I'd be annoyed.
Another thing to go off of that too, which kind of made me like really frustrated, and still kind of does, but I it's fine now. Is the whole idea of like the multiple streams of income. And the reason that it made me upset is because I'm like, I'm barely in the position of having one stream of income, let alone two.
Right.
And so it would make me so mad. They were just like, well, you need to do this so you could have this job and do that and have that job and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm just going to be honest. Like, my one job should be enough cover.
Right.
Even if it is like we're living like a paycheck to paycheck. I shouldn't be out here like I need to go, like, because I remember in high school too, or well, not in high school, in college, I used to like edit papers too. I would like, you know, depending on the length of the paper, I would edit people's papers from like $20 to $50, and Grammarly really put me out of business. I was like, dang, okay, sis. But but anyways, like there too, I was like, okay, I edit this paper, I do this, I do that, because I can't work this day and I can't blah 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 blah. And yeah, like there's just so much, and there's so much more added stress and pressure, all for me to have nothing to show in the end, because like you said, I have to pay rent and I have to pay these other bills and all this other stuff. And that's not to say that I didn't waste money. I absolutely did. You could find me at Dairy Queen every single day of the week.
Okay.
But also I'm a stress eater, and that was signals that I was stressed out. And I noticed that about myself. Like I tend to spend way more money, and most of my problems revolve around me being broke, but I will go spend more money on food because I'm stressed. It's a vicious cycle. It's a really vicious cycle.
I do the same thing. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so broke. I'm so stressed out. Like, how am I going to pay this? How am I going to do this? And I'm like, I'm going to go to H&M. Right, right. Anybody want anything?
I saw this, like, and I thought of you, so I bought it. You know?
Right. It's so annoying. But I have so much, like, anxiety surrounding money. I remember, like, I think it was January of this year, I was like having so much, because I think I mentioned before, but I was like unemployed for most of January. I was living my best life, but there was one day that came around, I was just like, oh my gosh, I still don't have a job. And I was getting really anxious. I was like, oh gosh, how am I gonna pay my rent? Because this is, like I said, first time that I have been paying rent by myself, and I was just getting so scared. And I was like, okay, I should go to therapy and like talk about it and get this off my chest. And I was like, therapy costs money.
Right.
I was like, no. Not that too. Like, dang, I gotta get therapy just to talk. I mean, I gotta pay money just to talk too.
Right.
Dang. So it's just hard out here to just be like, to even like cross into this adulthood thing and like already have to be spending so much, because even like getting an apartment costs so much money,
right? You it's got like straight off security deposit, you got all this blah 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 blah, then you realize you gotta move, then you look up, you ain't even got no hangers, then you
oh yes, I know, it's like it was so expensive. And honestly, if I hadn't gotten unemployment last year, I would have been back with my parents, which is nothing wrong with that, but I just couldn't do it.
That's fair.
But
that too, like you're in a space of, you're just like, I want like independence, but you and your, you know, you're like, you feel physically independent, mentally independent, go down the list independent, but the last thing you are is physically independent. You don't got no money, so you're back at this like place and you're just like, oh my god, like, oh no, here we go.
Yeah, it's like, you know, kudos to the people who do live with their parents and like living their best lives. I love that for you, truly. I was just like, once I leave, like for college, I'm not coming back. And I think, I mean, I am obviously, not obviously, I guess I don't have to go back, but I am going to go back once my lease is up for a little bit. But like, still, I was like, I can't do that. But I have to pay for so much. It was like, first month's rent, security deposit, and then you have to like set up all these accounts, like Georgia Power, Georgia Natural Gas. You got to do like Wi-Fi. Right.
You had to get a wash machine.
I had to get a washing and a dryer. A washing machine was more expensive. I had to get a bed. I had to buy a mattress. I had to buy like all this stuff. Right. I was like, what? Who? We bought couches. Like, there's just so much stuff that you have to buy. And obviously, you don't need furniture, like,
yeah.
But like, why would I
bought the couch? I was team lawn chair.
Shut up! You're so.
I was like, girl, go get that fold out chair. Be all right.
No, it will not. No, it will not. It's just like, wow. There's just so much stuff that you have to buy, and it just makes it so inaccessible to even start with. You know, the fact that you have to save money to rent. Renting is throwing away money. How are you going to save money if you need it to pay? Like, what is this? What is this cycle? And then, you know, people get out of college, and some people, you know, they get jobs out of college, they move, they do whatever. But also, how? Like, if you don't have people that are going to support you to move and start your new job, then how?
Yeah.
Unless you were working like an extremely lucrative job in college, which most people I know are not ever, they're not doing that. Then how? How do you, it's just everything, it's just so much like class imbalance when it comes to, you know, graduating and even being fiscally responsible. I don't know. I'm just annoyed. I hate this system. Money is fake, like I said before. Nothing about it. I was talking to my coworkers about this, actually, how money is fake. And I was like, it's crazy because I don't even see real money. Like, I just see numbers in my account. And we all have agreed that this counts as money, that, like, my labor is worth this amount and I get this amount on payday and then I can spend that. And it's just numbers. All of it is just numbers. So what? I just am so confused. Like, what? I don't get it. But yeah, anyways, we've gotten like had to rant about how much I hate the system for a little bit. But yeah, extremely off topic. Sorry, everyone.
We haven't been off topic in a while. Welcome back.
I know. We were a little bit too on topic in our last couple ones. So,
right.
There you go. You're welcome. I guess one thing that I have been working on a lot, which I think I mentioned a little bit, was my self-discipline with as it pertains to money. I still treat myself and I still believe in retail therapy heavy. But a lot of times I will tell myself, like, do I need this? I'll ask myself, do I need this before I actually buy something? It depends on how much it costs. Because sometimes I'm like, okay, it's $5. Like, what is that going to do for me? Who cares? But other times, you know, if it's more expensive, I'm like, do I really, like, will I use it? Will I wear it? Am I going to, like, you know, what is this going to do for me type of thing? Just to make sure that, like, I don't buy it and then be like, oh, man, you know, I wasted all that money or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's hard.
No, I know. I need to start adopting those stuff. I can't ask myself, do I need something? Because I will say yes. And get it. Like, I will immediately just be like, okay, whatever, I need it. But one of the things that, like, really, really gets me is the whole notion, like, when your mom just be like, when you were a kid, and she'd be like, you got McDonald's money? We got food at home. I have never understood that more than when I had to start buying stuff for myself. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I do have food at home, Micaiah. Like, and that's what, again, I spend most of my money on food and, like I said, subscriptions and stuff like that. But in terms of, like, self-discipline, too, like, I've been way, like, a lot better at that. Like, one of my goals for 2021, because that's the year we're in, is to build an emergency fund. And because I always feel like I'm in a pickle, and I never have money when I'm in a pickle. And I'm just like, oh, no, here we go. And it was to, like, pay off, like, my credit card debt. Which, you know, shout out to my vision board. We got it done. We got her done, boys. I was kind of mad too, because I said have it paid off by March 1st. It got paid March 2nd, and I was like, just one day.
It's okay, we don't have to. It was March 1st somewhere.
Right. I what do you call it? I erased it because I wrote it in pencil. I erased it and wrote a 2. But, like, I was able to do that, and then, like, because of, like, the stimulus checks and stuff, I was able to, like, build my emergency fund and things like that, which is something that I've just never had been able to do. And I'm, like, halfway there with, like, how much I, like, want to have in that fund. And I'm, like, moving on up to, you know, like, I need to set a new goal because I wasn't supposed to be at half. Shout out to Joe. But like, it's just like figuring out these goals. And, like, to me, I'm always going to work towards a goal, but I didn't know how to set them for myself, you know?
Yeah.
Or what that even looked like, especially, like, off of, like, I plan my time based off of every 2 weeks. Like, what am I going to get paid every 2 weeks? So that's been kind of hard, but it's been really easy to navigate. And I think, like, also the more money I see pile up in my bank account, and that's not saying that it's much, but the more that I see, the more like responsible I get, or like the more like, you know, protective. That's the word I see. The more protective I get. And I'm just like, oh man, there's a massive amount. Can't spend that money. Like, got to keep it there. But like, if it's low, I'm like, whatever, I'll get it back next
Yeah,
week.
same.
But like, when the more like it gets, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like I'm finally like accomplishing goals, building some money, doing some stuff this way, and blah, 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 blah. And like investing and whatever, whatever the goal is for that month. Because I set financial goals for the month and I've set some for the year. But like, I just get way more protective, and I think that adds on to like the self like discipline of it all. And two, another like tip that I've been doing is I only put in my bank account, like I move everything to my like savings account. And I only keep out like things like I know I have to pay for, or things that like I know are coming up, or like, you know, I mark out, like I've been making myself cook more so I can save money. But I mark out like that amount that I'm gonna need, and I like see like what are you gonna eat that week or whatever, and I keep like the exact amount out, and typically I normally have money left over, because I end up one not eating that week, but two, like I just realized like I'm starting to be like a little bit more frugal, like I'll go to this place this day or something like that, to like save money, or go to this grocery store to do that, or you know, skip that appointment because I had something to do and I'm like, whoa, got an extra $100 left. But and then with that money, I take that and like I'm like, oh, I can use that for my entertainment stuff or just to treat myself. But it's always like a very limited amount that I give myself rooms to like play in. So I think that's like a tip that I've been using. I didn't get that from anyone. I just started doing it, and I realized too, like I won't even spend like the entertainment stuff, or like I'll treat myself to like a nice dinner, and then I'll put that money back in the savings account, and then at the end of those 2 weeks, I get paid again, and then I just start the whole process all over again. But it's been a challenge, like a definite challenge, because literally, like when the stimmy dropped, I was like going to buy a new computer, like. And I was like, today is the day I will buy. I literally just bought this computer. I don't need a new. Matter of fact, it's been a year now since I got my new computer, and it's fine. Why do I need one? And so, but it definitely like takes a lot of self-control to sit there and say, like you said, like, do I need this or do I just want it? Like, is this gonna actually add value to my life, or I'm just buying some more useless junk, you know?
Yeah, no, I like for me, what works best for me is that when I get paid, I set a like a minimum amount that I want, or not minimum. I don't know what the word is. I set an amount in my bank account that I want to have by the time the next pay period comes around. So if, say, I got paid like $600 or something like that. Not, I don't get paid that little, but just say I got paid $600 this time. Then I'll be like, okay, for my next pay period, I want to have $450. So I got to make that 150 stretch in there, you know? And that's not even for me. I mean, if I go shopping, that's definitely a stretch. But if I don't, it's, you know, it's pretty good amount of, you know, money for me to spend for 2 weeks or whatever. So that's something that works pretty well for me, because I check my bank account quite a bit. So I'll be looking like, okay, let me see, make sure that I have, you know, this before I buy this, make sure that I have enough money to get me to my next paycheck. So that's something that has been working for me. It is a little harder to do now that I have like a lot more bills and I'm trying to get out of debt. So it is a little bit harder now because I'm like, oh, but I want to use this to pay off these other things. But for the most part, I have been getting better at setting realistic goals for myself instead of being like, oh, you know, I'm gonna save $5,000 in 4 months or something like that. Like, first of all, you don't even get paid enough for that.
Right. If I make $5,000 this year, wow. No, I'm just kidding.
No lie, though. Yeah, no, I can't do that because I mean, if I didn't have to pay rent, maybe I could. But I hate it here, if you can't tell. But that's something that has worked for me. And I remember once, here's my one shout out. Oh, I haven't brought up Lizzo yet. Dang. I'm going to think about it. Let me think about it. Anyway, shout out to my buddy, Obianaju. She be listening. If you're listening to this, hey, what's up, girl?
Is that the one that came to DC that one time?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, girl, what's up?
Hey, what's up? But she told me one time, she was also like talking about the same thing, like struggling to save money or whatever. And she was like, I just save money. Like her mindset was like, I save money so that I can do the things that I want. And I was like, you are very right.
Did you hear me? I'm good
anyway, because that's how I am.
Somebody gonna pay for it. Is it me or Discover? I'm gonna do that.
Right. I mean, I know. I'd be like, credit cards. No, I mean, yes, I will do what I want. But if I don't want to be in debt afterwards and be miserable,
yeah,
then, you know, I'll save my money so that I can be able to do what I want, which is like,
you know.
I was like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And honestly, like, I am still trying to get into that mindset. Like, even my therapist told me, she was like, when you use your credit card, you're just taking money away from what you could spend. Mm-hmm. Like, because you have to pay it back.
Yeah.
So she's like, do you realize that when you use this card instead of your debit card, you're just, you know, you're just stealing money from yourself. Yeah. Basically. Like, there's no seriously. And I was like, dang, she's real right. She's real right. Because I just be out here like, wow, like, it's just so annoying that I just like do this. Be annoyed with yourself. You're like, what? Why?
Right.
But, yeah. I just, I don't know.
I like that like tip. And it honestly, like, I felt it kind of come into play. So this week, y'all, Alyssa and I were planning a trip to Spain. Like, we were gonna leave like in 2 weekends.
He said, let's get out of here.
Right. But it was one of those things where like I had enough in my, not even like my savings account, in my checking account, to feel comfortable to be like, I can do what I want to do and even come back and be fine. Like, wouldn't have missed a beat. And I was just like, wait, like, are we, like, I am by no means financially secure. You know what I mean? Right. But, like, I was very, like, I felt good about it. Like, if someone asked me to do something or if something popped up and, like, and I wanted to do it, like, I would be able to do it and not be in, you know, astronomical debt afterwards or, like, be penny pinching when I came back. Like,
yeah, same.
And so it was one of those things, like, I was, like, kind of excited. I was like, so we going or are we going?
I know. We were like, wait, so we finna be fully vaccinated. So, therefore, we should be able to. He was like, okay, so we could just stay up all night.
Right. No hotel. Party. And by party we mean eat. We're just going to places to get food and leave.
Right. We was like, an hour later you're like, it's been an hour and I feel like we should do this.
Right. We're very like impulsive and like we're also enablers for each other. So like when we come up with stuff, I'm like, I gotta let that sit. Cause sometimes like we'll say something and then like a few hours later, like the next day, my anxiety would be like, no ma'am.
Yeah.
Even till this day, we had this conversation a few days ago. I still have, if you said, can we leave next Friday? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Of course. There's absolutely no problem with that.
Right.
Yeah, no, I also have no anxieties about it. But
outside of COVID, that's a major anxiety.
Yeah.
You would literally be like on the plane, like, all right, it's time to go home.
Yeah. If COVID wasn't a thing, I would have booked that ticket.
No, same. I genuinely think, like, if we weren't sitting here, like, well, we won't be fully vaccinated yet, which we both would have had our second shot by then.
Yeah.
I mean, just still not in the 2-week time frame and things like that. So, of course, there's a whole bunch of reservations there, but LOL, we was about to go. And I felt comfortable with that decision, especially like financially and all this other stuff. And I was like, wow, like who would have thought we'd be here? Because last year we were not here
at all. Last year, this time I think I had maybe $500 in my account, which was a lot for me in college. I was like, I'm balling. This is rich. Okay. Get on my level. And I was like, dang, eventually I wasn't working. So I was like, eventually this is all going to run out. And then what? But then I got on unemployment and, you know, the rest is history. I was actually balling. But I had a quote from January when I was like anxious and I was like, oh my God, I'm in debt. I don't even remember where I saw this, but it's he who buys what he does not need steals from himself. And I was like, oh.
Is that from King James? No, I'm just playing.
I'm just playing. It's from NIV. No, but I was like, dang. That really hit me. And I was like, you're right. I think that's really when I started actually asking myself, like, do I need this? Because at the end of the day, I'm just taking money from myself that I could use for things that I actually do need, yeah, or, you know, whatever. So, yeah, I think that very much contributed to my self-discipline of 2021 that I've been trying to get to for so many years, because like every year I have like a savings graph, I guess, like a line graph of savings in my bullet journal. Mm-hmm. And if you remember, I said I didn't have a savings account until this year. So obviously, yeah, my graphs were empty. They were bare. I would look back at them and be like, oh my God, I saved absolutely nothing. $0. But when I saved that first $10 in January, I was like, yeah.
Y'all, Alyssa put like $10 in her savings account, and we weren't even on the topic of money. We were, I don't know what we were talking about. And she was like, hold on, I gotta check my savings account. I gotta check my $10. And I was like, it's not going nowhere.
I was so obsessed with that $10. I was like, let me check out my $10. I got my first little interest, baby. It was 6 cents. I said, like, oh. Let me check on my free 6 cents.
No, I feel that now. I'm just like, I don't know, I feel like it's gonna be a good year fiscally, or if not, like but it is gonna be, so there is no if not. Because we're actually like taking skills that I think, like, I definitely didn't see it growing up. Like, I saw people blow through money growing up and, you know, living paycheck to paycheck. And that just comes, that's literally like how the cycle is. Like, you, unless you see it, that's the only time you can replicate it. And unless someone knows about money and how to deal with it and how to handle it and how to do this and how to save and how to prioritize and how to blah, 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 like whatever, yeah, you can't do it. And so, like, I feel like you said, like, you were learning alongside with your parents. And I feel like the same, like, I'm learning alongside, with my whole family. But it's been a good journey. Like, I'm proud. We out here with savings accounts. We build in emergency funds. Right. I don't know. We doing it.
We are trying our best. What trying is doing. So we are doing our best.
And as we said in a few episodes ago, don't be afraid to be seen trying.
Okay. Even when it's just saving money.
Right. Yeah. Even when it's just saving money.
It'd be hard out here, but you know, if you're still in college, if you're about to graduate college, you know, whatever, I'm not gonna say that it's not hard to save money. It is very hard to find a job. Sometimes you gotta lower your standards. I'm not even gonna lie. Sometimes you're going to have to, you know, take that retail job or do this or do that just so that you can have some type of income. But, you know, eventually it'll work out, you know. So, which is nice to know.
Yeah.
Eventually, you know, it works out in our favor. But, you know, it's hard. But I believe in you.
Right. I believe in you. I'm trying to think of, like a few more like concrete tips that like I've used that have helped me, especially like being on those weird jobs that, you know, your hours are never the same. Like, you don't know if you're going to work. I feel like even then you kind of have to be a little bit more, like, more disciplined with yourself if you really don't know what's next. But also, just going off of that, I want to say enjoy your life.
Yeah.
Don't forget to do that, too. Like, if there is no way for you to save or you just... Look, don't stop, like, spending money on the little things that happen. Like, listen, don't stop your tea Thursdays. I'm going to make it a thing.
No. It's not normal tea. Don't disrespect Boba like that.
I'm sorry. But, like, don't stop doing those little things that do make you happy. And, yes, sure, they accumulate over time. But am I going to go to Starbucks and get a venti green tea lemonade? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And and again, like, just don't forget that you know, you're still a person and you still deserve to, you know, pamper yourself. You made the money, so don't get so boggled down in capitalism.
Right. Literally though. Like, I tell people this all the time, but I remember when I first got a job, I would, like, save all of my paychecks, and I went to the bookstore one time with my mom. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to buy this book. Like, it's, I kind of want to save my money. And she was like, why? She was like, what's the point of working if you're not going to spend money? And I was like, oh, ever since then, I never saved another dime. So thank you, Mom, for that. But she's right, though. Like, literally, you know, obviously there are things you are responsible for to pay for and whatever. But you don't hoard all of your money just because you're, like, afraid that something's going to happen or whatever. Like, enjoy your moment, okay? You don't work for nothing. There's like, so much stuff to do out here, and there's stuff to do for free. If you really want to save your money, look up free things to do in my city or nearby city or whatever. Mm-hmm. Look, hella free things. Go on a little picnic, make you a peanut butter and jelly, put out a blanket, sit on, look, free, almost free. Peanut butter and jelly is pretty cheap. That's a struggle meal.
right. It's not even a struggle meal. That is a delicacy.
It's a delicacy. That stuff be good. Get you a little bag of Doritos. I don't even like Doritos, but, you know, peanut butter jelly, a bag of chips. Have yourself a little picnic. But,
And you know that, like, that doesn't make you, like, irresponsible. You know, the irresponsibility comes with, like, the habitual reoccurrences of, like, just reckless spending. But you taking, like, a few, like, you spending the $5 on your Starbucks or your tea once a week or a few times a week, that it's okay. Remember that, but also set some goals out. I think that is something that really helps us all a lot, is setting goals. So set, like Alyssa said, set realistic goals that look like, that looks different from person to person. Like, my goals aren't the same as Alyssa's. In theory, we have the same goals, like, you know, pay off debt, build up savings account. But how that goes, like, the numbers, or if that's what you're looking at, looks different for both of us. And I know it'll look different for you, too, just because, I mean, I have 45 jobs. Alyssa has one job, and I'm sure she makes more than me in all 45 of my jobs. Things like that. So I think, like, the big thing is set goals and try to save what you can. Again, being just a young adult in this space, we're in such a unique area where you just, do you even have money that day? But, like, you know, if you can, try. If you can't, don't get so boggled down about it. Because, like, Alyssa said, like, this will eventually turn around for all of us. Learning how to be self-disciplined now when you have absolutely nothing will be so much easier in the future when you do. And you can continue those practices, and then you'll notice, like, you're putting more money away and you're doing more things, and you're just like, oh, snap, like, I'm now investing in the stock market. Like, your goals start looking different, and, you know, you're doing all this other stuff. And I think it really makes a difference when you try to do it now when you're, you know, when you're struggling. But don't get stressed out about it, because that is a lot to think about. Money weighs on the spirit.
It's so stressful, yeah. I mean, even me, like, I put $10 in that savings account, and I let it go. You know, if you put in $10 every month of the year, You have $120. That's look, and it builds interest. Get you a high yield interest or whatever savings account. That interest be coming in. I got 6 cents, baby. Like, but you know, $10, whatever you can do, $10 every 2 weeks, $10 a week, whatever. It's gonna come back to you eventually. $5. It doesn't matter. Whatever you can do, if you want to reach your goals, whatever you can do is gonna work. If you even put $1, like, mm-hmm. it's okay. Just get a savings account that doesn't have a minimum, like, money thing that you have to have, because some of them is like you have to have $300 or we'll start charging you. That's stupid. You can find ones that don't have that, so do that. You know, whatever is working for you, let it work for you. You know, because obviously my, like you said, my stuff that works for me is not gonna work for somebody else. So, you know, obviously, like we were talking about before, we had those jobs that our schedules was just up in the air. But you know, if you have a job like that, I'm sorry, first of all.
Right.
Second of all, you know, there is a lot of penny pinching, and I know that. So I don't, you know, if this is not helping you, I'm sorry. But you know, it come back to it when you got a little bit of, you know, stability, because them jobs, they don't be trying to pay you, and then they don't be trying to give you hours. Okay.
Right.
Still pay this. Spend that $5 on some bubble tea on Thursday. Mine is $6.35 because I get extra toppings. It'd be good too. I don't regret it.
I support you.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, so that wraps up today's episode. And one thing I would like to say, again, Alyssa and I are not the financial gurus of the century. Not close, and probably will never be close. Right. But if you have some tips and some tricks, or you've been in the same place, and I don't know, just, I think this is a space where we're all like want to help each other and do things. So please share it with us. I mean, you can find us on Instagram at New Adult Playbook, and just drop a comment, send us a DM, let us know what works for you so we can continue sharing it with everyone else, because we are all in this together.
Right, exactly.
We're as they say.
This together. Oh, dang. My Lizzo shout out. And soulmate, she says, go in by yourself. Oh, and when you're by yourself, go and buy yourself another bottle of something from the highest shelf. So treat yourself, basically, is what she's saying.
Treat yourself. And that is wise words from Lizzo this week.
I'm sorry that I messed up the lyrics, but just know that I love Lizzo, okay?
But yes, next week we're having a really exciting episode.
Yes.
And
we actually know this time.
Right, we actually know this time. And this is like one of our favorite topics. I think this is one of the topics that like is the foundation of our friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Outside of being complete goofballs, but
not goofballs. What are you, a middle-aged white woman? What the frick?
I could be.
Goofballs?
I had other words to use there, and I was like, wait, this is family friendly. So then
you could have said hooligans, you could have said just crazy, since we're crazy. You could have said any goofballs.
The fact that she is coming, y'all, she's been coming for me this entire episode. She was coming for me before we started filming this episode.
Yeah, anyways, it's because you wasn't trying to watch Rules by Doja Cat with me. Let's talk about that. You a rare breed, no comparing. That's not Rules. I know. Don't nobody come for me. Little one. <but, laughs> I'm done.
But yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yes. I don't even know where I was going with that. Oh, our episode that we're going to talk about next week. We're going to just be talking about religion. Alyssa and I are both Christians, and Easter's coming up. But we want to talk about how our faith has evolved, what that looks like for us, Just deconstructing the entire thing and how we got to that. Literally, it was, we did it as we were young adults, and how growing up in like the church, like that does a doozy on you. And just talk about how we've like broadened our horizons to learn about other cultures and other religions and other things that I don't think we would have been exposed to if we hadn't gone to college. I mean, we would have eventually gone there, you know. But it just happened a lot quicker, and we're really excited about that episode, just to, you know, continue that conversation, because I know that there are a lot of young adults who are struggling with that. So if you want to come back and learn about that, learn about our take on Christianity and just other things of that nature, please come join us for that fantastic chat. It's gonna be fun. I'm so excited. But so yeah, that's what we're gonna talk about next week. And I promise we're not gonna sit there and beat you with the Bible, as they told me as a child.
Baby, do I even read the Bible? I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
It's really gonna be like a really good conversation encompassing a lot of just aspects of religion in general. It's coming from our perspectives and what we think about it and things like that. So please come back and join us for another episode of the New Adult Playbook. And I just hope y'all have a fantastic week.
Yep. If you need some retail therapy, baby, go for it.
Forever 21 having a sale right now.
Right. I got a cute little skirt. I'm gonna have to show you later. But anyways.
All right. Well, we will see y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.